Welcome to the M3 podcast. Your journey to movement, mindset, and medicine starts here.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the M3 podcast. It's me, your host, Mermaid Bree. I am currently sitting on the beach right now, enjoying just a beautiful day by the ocean. You can hear the waves crashing. It's complete therapy to me. And I feel like when I'm in these moments, I'm learning to just be, to literally sit still on an island, let time go by, and to be with my thoughts, to be with my emotions, as comfortable and uncomfortable as it may be. And so to sit in discomfort is something that I recently did a podcast interview with one of my friends, Ryan Anderson. I can't wait for that episode to come out. And him and I were talking about vices that people may have, whether it's smoking, drinking, sex, gambling, whatever your addiction or your vice might be. And then for people who are currently going through these healing journeys, quote unquote, where they're chasing new types of vices, whether it's cold plunging, breath work, plant medicine, yoga, retreats, right? And I've been guilty of doing this myself. I want to trade in one vice for another, thinking that I'm healing, but I'm still searching and applying the tools without actually sitting in my own discomfort. And so being on an island where you're remote to the point where you have no tampons, no protein powders, no electricity. A lot of the times the power keeps going out at our place probably 10 to 20 times a day. No joke. Sometimes a few times in an hour. And you realize just how much you're meant to sit and be, whether it's being still or moving or channeling energy differently. And there's nothing quite like this that makes you put yourself into a position where I asked for this. I asked to be on a trip like this, to sit in my own discomfort. And so there were a lot of things that impacted me all at once in a matter of probably 24 to 48 hours, where I had old emotions come up, new emotions come up, things that were triggering. I had people who were telling me things that I wanted to hear years ago, and I never really got the validation from until it was too late. I was put in positions where I've repeatedly seen my own history of choosing what is it that I would do in this moment to not put myself first. And so whether it's putting another guy's emotions in front of mine, or to be the really cool, chill chick until I'm no longer cool. Like, I feel like I'm a lot of the times super chill until something triggers me to the point where I'm not, and something did. And it's not always rainbows and butterflies. It's not always the goal to find peace, but it's the point of growing, whether you're growing with someone or growing for yourself, to have the hard conversations and to move past those moments by sitting with the discomfort. And if there's somebody right now that maybe you're avoiding having a hard conversation with, or if you're like me where you're choosing to flee and run from things, I mean, shit, I'm across the world right now with what I felt was maybe running away from my own feelings or running away from my sort of problems. And they weren't even problems, but it's just patterns that made me feel so unhappy. And I felt like if I ran from them, they would not longer be there, but they're more prominent than ever, and they are showing up day in and day out through phone calls, through Instagram, through, you know, people telling me things, word of mouth, whatever it is. And I'm like, man, I somehow still can't escape the things that I'm trying to release myself from. And that also comes with me and my emotions here. My period just started a few days ago, and man, your girl was like driving up and down almost 2 hours to find a doctor's office, pharmacies. I mean, I went to multiple doctor's offices and pharmacies trying to find a tampon, but in a Muslim culture in Indonesia, you don't get that. Bali, you can find tampons, but in a Muslim island like Lombok or Sumbawa, you don't find that, and you get criticized, you get laughed at, you get shamed, and it's just a different culture here. And I felt like a fish out of water. I felt so uncomfortable in my body and my skin, not being able to rely on the comfort of things that I had before. My toenail ripped off, my body's all scraped up, and I'm really uncomfortable in my skin, and I'm uncomfortable in my feelings. And so I got emotional, I was vulnerable, I am really trying my best to put up a wall for myself to block my feelings out for other people, and it's hard. It's really hard because when you connect with someone, you naturally gravitate towards wanting to fall in love, and I'm telling myself that while I'm out here and I'm having these moments of maybe a travel romance or just a fling or something, I know that there's going to come a point where it doesn't continue, it ends. And so when I get to that point, how am I going to handle myself? How am I going to pick up the pieces? And I was really sad. I was really vulnerable, and I tried to leave because I was putting up a wall. And of course, this island hasn't seen any rain except for the 20 minutes that I tried to leave. I'm laughing. I literally tried to book another place to stay just to give myself some peace and quiet. And that's what I do. It's what I naturally gravitate to, is I want to escape, run away, and leave. And when I did, it started pouring down rain, not even like a sprinkle, not even a regular rain like you normally would see it, you know, in front of your house. I mean, torrential downpour, where I'm riding a motorbike and I can't even see what's going on my phone or where I'm going. And I just immediately run back home and crying like a sobbing, soaking wet dog. And so I'm really thankful, because with Gabby, I sat with her and I talked to her, and she goes, you weren't meant to run away from your problems this time. This is God, universe telling you that you are meant to sit here and to deal with your discomfort and to have the hard conversations and to talk to the people that you're trying to run from and to be with your emotions. So here I am in my emotions and sitting with it and embracing it all. And it's actually allowed me to grow stronger in the connections that I have. And I'm thankful for that, because had I ran away and chose to continue my pattern, I don't think I would have grown on this trip like I wanted to, because I wanted to show myself, pick up the pieces. And there were people I wanted to call and comforting moments that I wanted to have. And I was like, no, Brie, you're here to grow up, to show yourself that you've got yourself, and to be here to love you. I don't need to love somebody else to show that I love me. I don't need to run away to show that I can take care of myself, but I can stand my ground. I can learn how to grow from this, and I can sit with the uncomfortable and not choose a vice or choose. I mean, even just a side example is like, there's no vices here. It's not really a place that you would drink or smoke or gamble or party or dance or run away or go find other people. Shoot, there's not even a lot of other people here. We probably see the same 20 people over and over again on this island. And there's two restaurants that we go to back and forth. There's a couple of activities, and it's mainly just a place where you're with the ocean. You go and you adventure and you hang out in the jungle, and I've seen way more animals than I have people in total. And I'm learning to just be with it all and to grow through it, because the messiness doesn't stay forever. All that stuck ickiness, that feeling of discomfort, it's not meant to last forever, but it is meant to be a chapter that shows you that the only way out is to get through it. And so you can't run from it. You can't avoid it. It's still going to be there until you work through it. So find a way to figure out how to come to peace with the moments that make you feel uncomfortable. Figure out how to work through it. My period's going to pass. These injuries on my body are going to heal. And I'm going to figure out a way to work through it, just like my emotions too. And as I'm figuring all of this out, I recognize that it's time for me to pick up my pieces where I'm at in San Diego, and to recognize that that's no longer a place for me to feel comfortable and to feel at home and to go to that for advice. I want to step out of my comfort zone and to sit in the uncomfortable and finding a new place to live. And so I know that my next destination, my next home, is going to be Hawaii. I'm going to move to Hawaii this summer, and I will be able to restart, refresh, and re-immerse myself into a new person, into this new chapter, and recognize that all of me is the person who was before, the person who's gone through that discomfort, and the person who is yet to become when I get out of it and move on to a new part of my life. I'm so excited for it. So just something short and sweet here for you all. I know typically on Mondays I do interviews and Wednesdays I do solos, but just feeling this all in real time right now, I felt like this episode needed to come out right away, and I can't wait to share with you guys just a little bit more of what I've got going on in my next adventure. So I think I'll be in Sumbawa here for another couple days. Then we're going to go back to Lombok for a night just because it's really hard to island hop. So we're hopping two islands. Hopping two islands in a day is a lot. So hopping one island in one day and hopping the next in another, and then head back to Bali. And I think I was supposed to fly to the Philippines tomorrow, but that's not happening. So as I will reset my plans, I recognize that I wanted to go to the Philippines to go swim with the whale sharks, and I got to do that. That was really beautiful. So I plan on going to Australia, checking off my bucket list of diving in the Great Barrier Reef. I've always wanted to be there. I've always wanted to see what it looks like before the reefs die. And I don't think there's much left time left to have this in my lifetime, at least. So I'm ready to see it. I'm ready to experience Australia. It would be my first time there, just like my first time in Sumbawa and Lombok. Actually, Lombok, I went to Gili Islands, but to be able to do this will be really cool. And moving on from there, I can't wait to share more growth, more uncomfortable situations, and the journey through it all, because I think that's where the beautiful parts of my world and my growth lie, are in these difficult times. And I mean, there's been so much joy and happiness and bliss through it all. So don't get me wrong, it's not like I've been having a terrible time out here. I've been having the absolute time of my life. I'm so happy, I'm so at peace, but I think it's because I've shown myself that I've got my own back and I can do this. So I love you guys, and thank you for being a part of this journey with me, for listening in, and hopefully you learn to sit in your own discomfort of things that might make you want to run or fight or flight, you know, the adrenaline responses that we have when we're going through a high stress situation. And I pray that you work your way through your own discomfort too.
Thank you for joining me on another episode as we learned and explored all things movement, mindset, and medicine. As always, my goal for each episode of this podcast is to share innovative tools and techniques to help you thrive and find stability with your overall health and personal development, alongside the growth of the world around us. Please share this with someone you know will benefit from this episode, as well as rate and review. This helps us reach more people and provide feedback as to how we can better help each of you. Make sure to check out our community website, www.mermaidmethod.com, to learn more about our upcoming events, eco-friendly products, and coaching programs. Now let's make massive waves together.